And now, more in our occasional series of...
Invading Holland, the story of an accident-prone Englishman living in the Netherlands. Friday, 4th of March, 2011. Things I tell the English about the Dutch. The original spelling of Netherlands had to be changed in 1834 when the country was almost sued for infringement of copyright law by the inhabitants of Neverland. Contrary to popular belief, the Netherlands only has one canal. It's just very long and weaves its way around the entire country in a very complex manner. The Netherlands also used to have hills, until they used them all to fill in the watery bits. More bicycles can be found at the bottom of the Dutch canals than there can be found on the streets. This one could be true. Dutch windmills don't harness wind. They create it for the rest of us. Queen's Day is not the celebration of the Queen's birthday. It's the celebration of men who like to put on pretty dresses and wear makeup. The Dutch are responsible for the extinction of the dinosaurs. It was the building of the first early prehistoric dikes that destroyed the dinosaurs' natural environment and led to their demise. Even recently, a dead Tyrannosaurus rex was discovered floating face down in an Amsterdam canal by a tour boat captain. The Dutch are also responsible for the extinction of mermaids, the Kraken, and the lost city of Atlantis. Every time a Dutch person visits Germany on holiday, they steal a bike back. The Dutch don't add mayonnaise to food, they add food to mayonnaise. At the reading of a will, most Dutch people are more concerned about who inherits Grandma's bicycle than who inherits the family fortune. The Dutch love it when you tell them that you visited the Netherlands, but really only mean Amsterdam. Even the Dutch agree that when you have seen Amsterdam, you have seen everything the country has to offer. In fact, there are plans to rename the whole country to Amsterdam.
Invading Holland, written by Invader Stew and read by Alan Lamborn.